Not long ago, I mentioned that the apostles would not have preached as they did had they not been blessed with divine grace. Without it, they wouldn't have even conceived such teachings. Let's continue discussing this topic today. Let's show that it was impossible for them to consider or think of it had Christ not been with them. This is not only because the weak were against the strong, the few against the many, the poor against the rich, the uneducated against the wise, but also because the power of their prejudice was great. We all know that nothing is stronger amongst people than the rule of old habits. So even if the apostles were not merely 12, not as insignificant as they were, but as numerous as another large world, having an equivalent or even much larger group supporting them, achieving their goal would have been difficult. The reason for this is the other party had tradition on their side, while the newness of the apostles' teachings was a hindrance. Nothing unsettles the mind as much as introducing new, strange things, especially when it involves divine worship and the glory of God. The power of age-old customs is significant, as I will demonstrate, after mentioning another challenge the apostles faced with the Jews. The Greek gods and their doctrines were entirely dismissed. However, when dealing with the Jews, only some of their doctrines were abolished, while they were urged to worship the God who established them. The apostles asked people to honor the lawmaker, but not entirely obey his laws, like observing the Sabbath, circumcision, offering sacrifices, or any other similar rituals. Therefore, not only the customs, but also the contradiction of worshiping God while violating many of his laws presented obstacles.